Now, Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
Local governance issues. They happen in every municipality. They happen in unincorporated areas that don't have municipal councils. Take, for example, the Islands Trust governance structure. There's a group that has arisen, concerned citizens, saying that as Salt Spring Island residents, they feel that their voices are not being paid attention to the degree that they should be by the governance structure of the area. I want to welcome Ron Spencer onto the program. Our guest, Ron Spencer, is a member of the Salt Spring Residents Coalition. That's part of the Concerned Citizens Coalition in the Islands Trust area. Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Help us understand how governance works for Salt Spring and the rest of the Gulf Islands. We're accustomed to municipal councils, mayors. We know the CRD and CRD directors. I understand the CRD does cover the islands as well. How does it work, though, in terms of local governance?
Well, local governance, we are under the CRD. But the province gave us the Islands Trust to deal with zoning back in 1974. Because we didn't have a structure for land use zoning. And so the trust was put in place to give us that part of the governance that was lacking. Until we could form our own government or like a municipal government or put in a structure for our planning, the trust now is our planning land use planners.
You feel that the voices of Salt Spring Island residents not being heard to the degree that they should be. Why is that?
Well, there we have a trust policy statement, and it's a guideline for our OCP and for planning in the islands. In all of the Gulf Islands, we're Salt Spring Island. We're the largest island with the biggest population and the most diverse land use.
What is the population of Salt Spring, before we get too far off?
We're 12,000.
Okay.
And we have a part-time population of 10,000.
Okay.
Above that.
Okay.
The larger of the islands, and we have a lot of infrastructure on Salt Spring as opposed to the other islands, and we have definitely different needs. Although they the whole trust policy is guided by preserving and protecting the natural amenities of the island, which, and we don't oppose the trust. This isn't about opposing the trust. It's about them coming out with a policy statement that we didn't have any input in, and it's being guided by the Trust Conservancy and the Trust without consultation or any meetings with the stakeholders, the taxpayers. And so they have put it on hold. They have the first reading was supposed to be on the 8th, which they postponed out of a rising disapproval of it going through.
Mm-hmm.
So they have done that, but we want our voices heard. We want to have input into it. The policy is covering a lot of issues, farmland, docks, I'm losing my train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Forestry,
mm-hmm.
and all of those things. They're basically growing their powers and expanding into a proactive enforcement of all of this stuff, which we haven't discussed or talked to them about.
This is normally the part of the conversation where somebody calls for some form of systemic change that would address this issue.
Yes.
What is that change that's required?
Well, on these trust policy statements, it's a very broad overview of what we're doing, and it really does need public input. We need to have way more public input, whether it's in focus groups or others. they're following their right to formulate these policies, but normally you would have a public process. It's too far-reaching, and there's too many stakeholders involved to make these broad assumptions that islanders need, want, or will accept this.
What is the prospect of you being heard at this point, Ron Spencer? Is there someone somewhere, perhaps listening, who could change their mind and fix this?
Yes. You know, we're really pleased with the response throughout all of the local islands, people standing up and saying, we want to be heard. And I think we're going to be heard. I'm hoping that that's the case. And I think as we speak out, we're seeing that possibly coming to fruition.
Ron Spencer, I want to say thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Thanks for making us aware of the issues facing concerned citizens on Salt Spring Island. Any final thoughts you want to leave with us?
No, but thank you for giving us this time and giving us this air. We really appreciate that. And
absolutely. All the best. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Adam.
Bye now.
Bye.
Ron Spencer, our guest. Ron Spencer is with the members of Salt Spring Residents Coalition, part of the Concerned Citizens Coalition in the Islands Trust area, talking about issues facing that community. All right. Somebody talk to me about something other than climate change, please. My phone lines are open, 250-386-1161, star 1070. A free call on your wireless device. Yes, you could talk about it as well if you want, but I'd love something else to focus my brain on at the moment. If that's not too much to ask for, I've got a clear phone board. You want to call in? You don't want to wait in line? Yeah, we have waits of up to an hour sometimes, and I'm sorry about that. Right now, the wait is zero. Call me. We'll talk after this.